There are moments in life when a person may begin to lose hope in their own salvation. But this is a story of one man who found that hope again. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we begin, just a brief reminder, on May 25th, we will carry prayer intentions to Petrolcina and entrust them in prayer on Padre Pio's birthday. There are only 2 days left to send your intention, so if there's something on your heart, you may use the link in the description. Today's story comes from the book, The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. Throughout this work, he gives concrete examples of lives completely transformed through the Rosary, stories of real conversions, miracles, and even battles. The story I'm about to share is about the conversion of St. Dominic's own cousin. Now, I'm sure most of you know, St. Dominic was a 13th century priest and a founder of the Dominican Order. He lived during a time when many people had fallen into error, especially through heresies spreading across Europe. And one of the greatest weapons he promoted for conversion was the Rosary. And among those who were influenced by him was his cousin, Don Perez. Listen to this. Don Perez, or Pedro as he was called by some, was a nobleman. But spiritually, he was not in a good place. He had fallen into serious sin. In fact, St. Louis de Montfort tells us he was leading a deeply immoral life. The kind of life where a person doesn't just fall into sin, but begins to live in it. He had all but given up on his own soul. And as many of you would agree, that's the most dangerous place a person can be. But at some point, Don Perez began to hear about something. He heard that his cousin, Dominic, was preaching about the wonders of the Rosary and that several people had converted because of him. And hearing this stirred something in him. He even said, "I had given up all hope of being saved, but now I am beginning to take heart again. I really must hear this man of God." So one day, he went to hear one of St. Dominic's sermons. When St. Dominic saw him, he began to preach against sin with even greater zeal than usual. And at the same time, deep in his heart, he was praying, begging God to enlighten Pedro, to let his cousin truly see the deplorable state he was in. Now, at first, Don Perez was shaken. The sermon affected him. But it wasn't enough. He was alarmed for a moment, but he did not change. But thankfully, he came back again. And this time, St. Dominic did something extraordinary. Realizing that a heart as hardened as his cousin's might need something more, he cried out publicly, "O Lord Jesus, grant that this whole congregation may see the state of the man who had just entered your house." And in that moment, something shocking happened. As St. Dominic prayed, something began to unfold before everyone's eyes. They saw Don Perez surrounded by a band of demons in the form of hideous beasts. They were holding him in heavy iron chains. People began running away from him in extreme terror. But no one was more terrified than Don Perez himself when he saw how everyone avoided him. And perhaps in a quieter way, some souls still feel surrounded like this today, not by what can be seen, but by burdens, habits, or struggles that seem just as heavy. Becoming a protected child of Padre Pio is not simply about supporting this channel. It's about placing your own life, your intentions, and those hidden battles under his spiritual care. Your name and intentions are remembered in regular holy masses, and you're quietly held within a spiritual family marked by a blessed image of Padre Pio and a certificate of your place in that prayer. You don't have to walk this path alone. Take that step today. Place yourself under his care through the link below. Now let's go back into that moment in the church. Saint Dominic stepped in and said to everyone, "Stand still." And turning to his cousin, he said, "Unhappy man that you are, acknowledge the miserable state you are in. Throw yourself at the feet of Our Lady. Take this rosary, say it with devotion, with true sorrow for all your sins, and make a firm resolution to change your life." This time, Don Perez didn't resist. He dropped to his knees and started to pray the rosary. And when he finished, something had already began to change. He felt a deep need to go to confession, and he did, with true contrition. After confession, Saint Dominic told him to pray the rosary every day. Don Perez promised that he would. Not only that, he even enrolled himself in the rosary confraternity with his own hand. When he left the church that day, his appearance had changed. The same man who had just been seen surrounded by demons now had a face that shone like an angel's. Don Perez remained faithful to the rosary. He lived a well-ordered Christian life and died a happy death. Now, let's just pause for a moment and think about what this means for us. We might sometimes think that the solution to our spiritual struggles must be something complicated, or perhaps even that there is no solution at all, just as Don Perez seemed to believe in the beginning of the story. And yet, he faithfully prayed the rosary for the rest of his life and died a happy death, a hardened sinner transformed by that simple prayer. And this is something Padre Pio understood deeply. He called the rosary his weapon. He prayed it constantly, and when people would ask him how to reach heaven, he would say, "Pray the rosary." Because he knew the rosary is not just words. So I would like to encourage all of you watching to pray the rosary. It doesn't have to be perfect or with great devotion, but at least make it consistently, but at least pray it consistently. Because, as so many stories show, Our Lady helps those who persevere in prayer. And if you already prayed the rosary and have seen a change in your own life, please share your experience in the comments below. Your story might be exactly what someone else needs to hear today. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.